He had goals in three straight against Tampa Bay in round one 2 years ago. And it does, Frank Simpson, feel like true home ice advantage. There's Nick Jensen, who is in the lineup. But an hour and a half ago, we weren't sure. Tim Stutzla's away on the left side. Tkachuk to the first stop by Stolarz. Here comes Ottawa's. Tkachuk will fire the shot high. Boomerang back. Maybe a break for Holmberg. Pontus Holmberg cutting in. And Ullmark's got his first stop of the night. In the early going is Bobby McMahon. Unable to get that pass across. Here is Perron and Cousins working in. A weak backhand that will be absorbed. Bobby Chabot ahead. And now in comes Stutzla with Tkachuk. And a left hand stop. A rebound. And it's knocked into the corner there. Around for Perron. Watched by Matthews. Midpoint Chabot. Fabian Zetterlund put it on goal. Knocked back into the corner. Nicholas Montepallo. It'll be dropped off for Cousins. Walking in and top of the crease. A stop for Stolarz. Turned aside by Stolarz. Up for McMahon. And stays in the zone. Stutzla and Stolarz with a big stop off Tim Stutzla.
Good board work there by Batherson. Little flip pass and quick wrister under the arm.
Ottawa along with Pinto and Amadio.
One thing for Travis Green, he felt, took his experience as a player. Sometimes you end up on a line.
Now the Leafs are in. Tavares to Nylander, and he'll get it back. Here's Nylander centering, and Tavares and Ullmark. His Stanley Cup playoff career as Domi digs in against Cousins on this draw in the Ottawa zone and wins it. Here's a shot that gets through to the net. Pacioretty got it to Domi. Domi sidestepping Batherson, going to the net, right out in front. McMahon can't get a stick on it, and Ullmark will cover. But there have been a lot of shifts like that for the Lawton trio so far. Domi across, chance in front, and McMahon can't tuck it in.
Before you saw him make the play earlier on, they're just into the feet, just a little bit off there by Pacioretty as McMahon had driven, got inside position where, as we've said, there haven't been many times where you're alone in there.
This one comes up. Up ahead it goes, it's a break. William Nylander and Ullmark out beyond the blue to make that stop.
How about just getting lost in the weeds? You can see a bad gap there. Zub thinking the puck's coming up this side. And you don't see this from him too much. The quick slap shot, good outlet pass. I think he felt a little bit of pressure and tries to beat Ullmark on that right side under the glove. And you see that reaction.
Can't have across McCabe. Down low, Marner. Matthews kicks it back. McCabe shooting. Big traffic in front. Up ahead, Yarncroke. Red line, and he'll drop it down.
Yeah, it looked like Tkachuk got a little piece of that, too.
There was Lorenz. Looked like a reverse hit there from Klevin, who was expecting the contact. An abbreviated power play for Ottawa.
You know, it's interesting, Travis Green talking about the first two games, and, you know, you got to park it whether you win or lose a game and just try to play better. I think his team tried to do that. There wasn't much distance to get that quick shot away.
Lawton got off. Marner checks in. Sanderson hands it off to Giroux. The veteran along. Look, scores! Claude Giroux! Ottawa's got their first lead.
All the shooting lanes were taken away on this diamond. You put it to the flank, you've got somebody to block on each side, and instead, just a little bit of a kick by Sanderson out top. Now you've got Tkachuk in the position he needs to be. I've said before about forcing the goaltender to look one way. Tkachuk does a nice job, and Giroux's got his head up the whole time, so he's putting this shot with a reflection.
Along with Riley, through for Tavares, and Amadio might be away. Here's a break, excuse me, Dylan Cousins in, and Stolarz with the stop. Got upended near the side of the net, but here's Nylander. Tavares turning away from Giroux. Back to William Nylander. Sizes it up. Nyes. Marner. Nylander. His shot blocked. Nyes in front. Scores! Tavares.
It's nice.
That one went again. We've seen so many crazy bounces on the power play, both sides. And just the traffic in front. Great quick movement there. A rebound, and watch. He goes right off the screen. The defender in front. You can see the reaction of Tavares. Nylander with the hard shot. A backhander through, and it's off of Pinto. Matthews takes a swipe at it, can't get it. And the first man on. It'll only take one more tonight.
You know what? Amazingly, they're the first father-son duo, Ty and Max, to have game-winning goals playing for the same team against the same opponent.
Well, someone's looking for a GWG in this one. And as Kyle said, the first third period where it's a tie game and an opportunity to really break this open for Toronto and get right back into it for Ottawa.
It's even 29 apiece. Matthews turned, shot blocked. Trying to get it back here and be able to take the puck away. A centering play. Brandon Carlo whipped it high and just wide of the net. Riley sends it in. Wesser scores. Austin Matthews, 32 seconds into the third.
Just an amazing play again by Mitch Marner. Eric shot goes out to the point. A hard wrap around, and watch the play by Marner. Right through his legs, past Sanderson, and Omar never really gets set. You could see Matthews knew exactly where this thing was going to come from. Get away from the front of the net, get away from traffic. A quick release to a surprised Omar. And, well, that good luck for Travis.
The rebound comes back to Carlo once again. Here's Lawton turning, and he sends it wide. Around for Riley. Martin tried to tip out of Lorenz with a hot shot. Mark with an important stop off Stephen Lorenz. And it's a bit of deja vu for Ottawa without a shot here in the third period. Remember, they didn't have a shot until the Gaudette tying goal at 14:47 of the third period. Maybe here, and it's in on the first shot.
Been able to get it into the zone. A defensive zone faceoff ends up in the back of the net the other way. What an excellent play along the boards. A little drive, and this one's just short side. You know, if you're an Ottawa Senator, you've been frustrated with the fact that Stolarz has really had their confidence in. He's been dialed in. He's the only time you beat him is on crazy plays. There's a shooter. Grandma excited there in the building, but this play.
In behind the net, it's Chabot playing it past Holmberg. Now, a couple of Senators, it's Nick Jensen over the line. Chance here, Batherson kicked away.
It's here, Batherson to the outside, but watch, he's got that lane right in the middle. Gets this one, almost a shot pass.
Sends it across, Giroux one last shot. That bites the skate of Benoit. Benoit trying to kill the clock here, and the horn sounds. 60 minutes.
Those white towels wave for the first time. Will they have reason to wave one more time here tonight? Chris.
Scratching a seven-year playoff itch. And here we go to overtime inside the blue line. The Canadian Tire Center's rocking. Matthews wins the draw. Benoit scores! Simone Benoit! He set up the winner two nights ago! And he has the game winner in game three!
The power play goals off of a one draw. Here's Matthews, does a great job through a screen through three players. Omar looking to his left, can't find it. And Benoit just walks right into that. A rolling puck that he hammers up and over the glove. The fans just got into it in this overtime, and much like the third period, it was an early goal, and none bigger than that one for Simone Benoit.
We'll see if it changed direction. You get the Stolarz reaction. Benoit, one goal this year. We were in Utah. We still don't think he should have been credited with it. It looked like it hit a high stick. But this one, the biggest of his life. And the Leafs take a 3-0 stranglehold in the Battle of Ontario.